Listen to this, $163 million. That's the estimate right now, the latest estimate for what kind of impact this one convention that just lasts several days has on San Diego. In fact, San Diego itself is now in a battle to hold on to this convention up against Anaheim and L.A. and some other cities that really want it, because even if it means some Klingons running around your town for a while, who doesn't want that economic impact? We have someone inside right now, our most viewed iReporter ever, Chris Morrow, who is here with us, joining us by Skype. Chris, are you there?
I'm right here. Thanks for having me.
There you are. Awesome. Thanks for being here. All right, set the scene for me. Tell me what's around you. What are people doing? What's everyone excited about?
Well, I have to tell you, I am in Geek Central, and I'm so happy about it. You know, these are my people. And this is a lot of fun. There's over 130,000 people here at Comic-Con. It's just about to start this morning for the entire weekend, and you're going to see costumes. You're going to see different designer toys. You're going to see platform toys, things that you'll never seen before, as well as comic books, digital comic books, apps for your iPhone. You're going to see a lot of other things like movies, Angelina Jolie. Who knows, maybe Brad Pitt will show up.
I know people are excited about Angelina being there. Tina Fey is going to be there. Sylvester Stallone, Harrison Ford. Listen, what are you holding? What are we looking at? What's in your hand? What is that?
This is what you call a do-it-yourself toy. You buy this. This is from Jermaine Rogers. It's called a veil. And you buy it and you paint it up yourself. So do-it-yourself toy. It's a lot of fun. I think it's about, $200.
$200 for something you have to paint yourself.
$200, something you paint yourself. And, in 5 years, this could be $1,000. Who knows? But these are going like hotcakes, the do-it-yourself toys. There's a brand new platform toy out. And this is from Monkey King.
Uh-huh.
And this is something to where you can take it and you can put it on a wall. It's got a little peg right here, and you can put different ones together.
Kind
of a little fun thing. And then you've got the Kid Robots, and you've got fun little toys exclusive to the Kid Robots. So
and these sell big time. There are people lining up to get these. Actually, let's go to some of this video that you gave us. People lining up last night, because the way it works is you have more than 130,000 people expected to come, but there's only a couple thousand that fit. What's it called? Hall H, into where a lot of these VIPs are going to be with the movie. So you were outside. You saw all these people already lining up to try to get in early, right? Talk to me about that. How long have they been there? What are they doing all night?